This episode of Foot in Review is brought to you by footcoaching.com. Why? Because John's on vacation and I can hype his product. Footcoaching.com offers multiple levels of coaching tiers for everyone interested in getting better at FIFA. First, John offers tips, tricks, and advice for free on Twitter, YouTube, and of course on our podcast, Foot in Review. There are other levels where you can get much more detailed analysis of your individual gameplay from an elite coach. Highly recommended by all of the hosts of Foot in Review, especially Andrew and Ingvi, because we believe John is an excellent coach. With that, let's get into the show.
Drop it.
Hey everyone, this is Andrew at Foot_AST with the Foot in Review podcast. We are picking up day two of my FIFA 21 trading series, getting us all prepared to make coins before the release of the game. Hopefully this will continue throughout the year and help everyone make some coins. So if you didn't catch the first episode, I highly encourage you to do that, as it really is the building blocks for what we're going to talk about today. And so the first episode we talked about, you only had web access. So now we are entering what I believe will be day two of having any access. And this is when EA Access, the early access, is out. So that means you'll be able to get into the game, but usually we don't have this confirmed yet because of the coronavirus, but usually you have 10 hours of gameplay on your console, but you still have unlimited web access. I think you need to utilize that time wisely. I think all 10 hours need to be about playing the game, and then use the web app for everything else. Squad building, trading, just taking a look around, getting used to the game, choosing your kits, choosing your stadium, opening packs, literally everything besides getting in and playing as many games as possible should be done outside of the console. Another big suggestion I have is to utilize your lone players. You're going to get some low-rated, 80 to 82-rated lone players at the start of the game. I know right now we're all going through the end of FIFA 20 where we're getting random lone players that promised to us for the start of the game. You should use them as quickly as possible. I mean, if you think about it right now, or even think about December, an 82-rated player is pretty worthless, you know, costs 1,000 coins, very easy to use, probably not very good. But on day one, having a free card that's probably better than most people's card, those are the type of things you should be utilizing, because when else are you going to use them? Otherwise, it just becomes something that's stuck in your club. You know, oftentimes we get really good cards. You know, oftentimes you'll get a Virgil van Dijk or an Mbappe or a Hazard or something like that. That certainly can be the difference between winning and losing a game, and so I strongly encourage you to maximize those squads, which in turn, of course, maximizes the coins that you get back from winning games. I think that should lead into the next thing I really want to talk about, is what game do you play right now? We've got four options. Let's just ignore friendlies completely right now, right? I think there's very few coins and rewards. That'll be the same for co-op, unless there's a rewards-driven system for that. When you only have 10 hours of play, I would strongly advise against it. We've talked before, I talked to John a lot about, do we want to do drafts? Do you want to spend your FIFA points? Do you want to spend your coins on drafts? I don't think so. I just think they're a waste. I don't think the pack return you get, even for winning a draft, is worth it. You have to spend usually 15,000 coins or 15,000 coins worth of FIFA points to play, and then the rewards are not guaranteed. And certainly at the beginning of the game, you're facing all of these elite pro players and other type of people who are just really, really good. And so, yes, maybe you'll still win these drafts if you're also really good. But it's such a big risk for such a little reward. It just seems like a bad allocation of your resources to me. It really always does, but especially at the beginning of the game, I just think there's better ways to use your coins and use your money. So that really leaves two options, squad battles and rivals. I think squad battles is the way to go. I think the guaranteed rewards, the guaranteed wins, just getting used to the game, being able to get in and out very quickly, not having to worry about jerks who back out of games, quite honestly, not having to do the placement games for rivals that really don't get you much. All of those things, I think, really push me to saying squad battles is the best. Of course, we don't know when the game is going to be released exactly, when you're going to get EA access, but I think usually squad battles rewards come out before rivals, and so then that also gives you a leg up. The one thing I really want to suggest here, don't overextend yourself. Play on a relatively low skill level just to start, because you don't want to lose these games, right? The whole point, you're getting coin boosts. You know, we always get these like 5 games, 500 coin boosts, those type of things. But you also just want the coins from the wins. You want the points from the wins. You want all of that. So you need to win, right? That's the biggest key with squad battles, is you need to win. So if you normally play legendary, drop it down a couple notches. Play on pro. If you normally play world class, drop it down to semi-pro. I just think that's the way to go here. I think build up as much as you can in squad battles and, you know, see how far it takes you. Of course, you should probably also check the leaderboards for each of rivals and squad battles. You can usually do that on Footbin, because maybe we're going to get a million people listening to this podcast during early access, and everyone gravitates towards squad battles. And then that means, you know, rivals is wide open and one win gets you to tier two or something. If that's the case, then, you know, let's think about rivals. We'll talk about it when everything is out. I will certainly come back and let everyone know that's what I have changed to. But until then, you know, I think based on my analysis, squad battles is probably the way to go if we're looking to build coins. I know. Most of the people who listen to Foot and Review do not like squad battles. You know, John, of course, is adamant that he hates them. He thinks it's boring playing against the AI. I think it's boring playing against users who just try to scum up and try to figure out what the worst, most toxic meta is to play with and do that, because it's all about winning. Where squad battles is, you know, just playing the game. But, right, especially in the beginning, rivals is going to be really hard, right? And wins are going to be important. And all I care about in the beginning is building my coins and my rewards. And these 5 rivals ranking games are a waste. I think, you know, you won't get to build up the rivals weekly rewards, most likely. I mean, we don't know this year, but that's kind of assumed. So I just think that's kind of, you know, what I would avoid. Okay, so we've talked about gameplay. Let's talk about trading. At this point, you can do 2 things. You can go back and listen to day one recording and keep doing that. That should still work just fine. Like grinding out flip cards, it should be no problem with that. The other thing you can do is really just look for instant flip profits. Look at some of the meta cards. At this point, you know, we're talking about playing games. Other people are also going to be playing games. So this year, I think in FIFA 20, a good card to look at was like an Ndombele, a Sissoko, these 80 to 81, 82 rated cards that everyone's going to want, because they're, you know, they're good cards. They have good links. You know, Sissoko and Ndombele specifically were French and Premier League. So that's a double whammy of good links to make a good squad. So a lot of people are going to want those type of cards. And so the prices are going to be all over the place. And so you just got to follow the trends, follow a few cards, think about what cards you would want, and assume that other people are going to want those cards. After a few days, you know, Footmen will start tracking prices too, and that'll help the daily trends. But really, you're just looking to find, you know, cards that can make you, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 coins per flip. Probably, you know, 5 to 10% per flip, and you want it to be instant, though. You don't want to be searching for a card that you're going to have to wait 4 hours to flip. You want to be buying things that you can instantly sell. I think the one other thing maybe to look at, there's going to be new TIFOs and things like that. Those could be interesting, probably not, but like things like that, consumables, you know, Hunter's Shadows, people like those cards, so flipping those is also, you know, also potentially a very good investment. Yeah. Really, I think, to sum it up, I think your trading strategy and once EA access out is look for the meta cards, look for cards that folks are going to build their teams with. Be patient, search the market, hunt around, know that these prices are going to fluctuate. So learn what cards are selling for, learn your flipping trends, and then, you know, look at daily graphs once those are out. And I think if you do that and just stay consistent and put in the effort, you're going to get to, you know, maybe 100,000 coins by the end of day two or three, maybe more than that. Really all depends on what you pack. But if you even have the worst pack luck ever, I think that's what you will get. So with that, I think that is going to be the end of the day two of the FIFA trading series. Hope you enjoy this. Please let me know if you have any comments or questions or anything you want to discuss. I think for day three, my plan, just a little preview here, is to discuss squad building and how I go about it and why I think my method is probably the most meta for making coins. That is foot_AST, and I hope you have a good day. Drop it.